In 1992, the international community banded together to pass the International Dolphin Conservation Act, putting a global moratorium on the practice by the tuna purse seine fleet of setting on dolphin. It also further strengthened the incentive of marketing to consumers with the Dolphin Safe label. Without the ability to set on dolphin, fishermen needed other ways to find and catch schools of tuna. Enter the FAD, a fish aggregating device. In the wild, tuna schools don't just form anywhere. Where they do form, there are often dolphins above. So FADs are simply floating objects, sometimes anchored to the bottom, that, like a pier over a lake in summer, tend to attract fish beneath them. It is uncertain why fish are so attracted to floating objects, but put almost anything in the water, a dock, a boat, a swim platform, a raft, and fish will congregate beneath it. Perhaps it makes them feel safer. Anyway, where fish congregate, predators, like tuna, also appear. So now, the use of FADs has exploded worldwide, as this map shows. Throughout the world's oceans, but particularly in the oceanic zones of the tropics, FADs are deployed to catch not just tuna, but other species as well, particularly large predators in the oceanic zone. The practice is almost entirely unregulated. Well, as you can see on this table, the use of FADs to set nets on tuna has resulted in a dramatic decline in marine mammal deaths. So just 6 dolphins were killed as bycatch using FADs, this is under floating object set there, compared to 1,477 on a dolphin set. But although dolphins are safer, a much greater number of other species are now being killed by the use of FADs, compared to by setting on dolphin. In fact, over 1.2 million individual animals, including sharks and rays, sea turtles, and other fish species, are being killed as bycatch by the tuna fleet using FADs. So we've simply replaced one evil with another, and potential worse evil. So far, no solution has been put in place to control FADs. There is a short video on FADs put out by Greenpeace, accessible via the resources link above. And the next slide will show a video about bycatch and IUU fishing associated with purse seining today.